Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake City police say two thieves made off with pieces of the iconic Obermann Arch over the weekend. The moving arch was one of the most iconic elements of the Salt Lake City Olympic Games.
You might remember the city took the dismantled arch back from the University of Utah earlier this year, hoping to find it a more permanent home. It went into storage at the city's impound lot. Mayor Ralph Becker's spokesman Art Raymond says it was supposed to be secure.
Well, we're deeply saddened by this incident out at our impound lot. All of our Olympic icons are very important to us. The Obermann Arch, of course, is one that everybody will remember as really being the centerpiece of the medal ceremonies when it was originally constructed and did its mechanized opening. And, of course, since 2003, it's been up at the Rice-Eccles Stadium complex, and it's just been in possession of the city for a couple of months now. And one of the reasons we chose to store it at our city impound lot is because it has 24-hour security and is a secure facility, which, of course, we have learned is a security system which can be breached.
Al Raymond says there may be some good news about the arch, even if the missing pieces can't be recovered.
We contacted an engineer who is part of the original team that put the arch up and was also involved in taking it apart to move it from the Eccles Stadium location to the city impound lot. Chuck Hoberman, of course, the artist, is still around, and we believe that once we've been able to identify what's been taken, that we'll be able to find a way to replace those parts or have them refabricated so that when we're ready to, we can put the arch back together.
Well, that's good news. Raymond says there is some redundancy in the pieces, but a full inventory will have to be completed to determine how many pieces will have to be replaced.
And for now, the remaining pieces of the arch are being moved to an indoor facility to prevent any further theft.
It was estimated 1 billion people saw that every night for medal ceremonies.
Yep.